I got, there was usually no problem because you could just go to the neighbor and...
Yeah, they couldn't borrow with them, you know, they trusted each other that way, no. And it was vice versa, there were times you had more than him, he'd borrow from you.
Nowadays, or back in the Depression, money was...
Money was scarce, money, they had no money.
Okay, was it, now you mentioned there were places where you used to go in the water a lot around here, where did you said you...
Swim?
Yeah.
In the Back Bay, what we call the Back Bay, the back part of Grand Isle.
That was where you...
That's where we used to go swimming there, and then fishermen, you know, where they fix their boats and all, we'd get to swim the kids while they were painting the boats.
Yeah.
Or in the Gulf. Because we got a natural beach here.
So that was a mile away?
Mile?
Just about. No.
That was no problem in the day. The mile there was just a little, a hop.
Yeah. Okay, now, would you ever have a place where a springboard was, you say?
Diving board?
Yeah.
We used to dive off the cabins of the boats. The windows were just high off the water, 8-10 feet up, you know, above the water. We'd dive off of that. It's diving board. You only have three swimming pools on Grand Isle, and then at the motels.
Okay. You went over to the... Say, to the top of the boat and you...
And do a little board, even on the mast sometimes. Way up there, you were real good, you could get on the mast and...
When you landed like that...
Little belly bust.
But kids would... Did you ever hear people in the river, like, or in the Back Bay, you say, they went in by themselves and nobody was there, what happened to them?
They
drowned,
you mean?
Yeah.
They can happen to a bad lot of kids drowned because caught a cramp. They call that catching a cramp, you know, in the water. Mm-hmm. Nobody to help you, you're going. We got a lot of drownings there. Because we have an awful lot of tourists that come down here.
Okay, when you didn't have any other way, say to get across a bay or something like that.
You swam across. That's how you got across.
When kids would get out in the yard, they would turn, like out on the grass, they would turn...
Flips?
Yeah. Or summer, you know...
Somersaults? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before a baby is able to walk, he'll just...
Crawl.
And when you were a kid, when you wanted to see something far off years ago, you did what? There were trees nearby. You
climb the tree and look up and get on the top and see what's going on.
When a boy, say, was going to a party and he saw a girl there and she was leaving by herself, what would he say to her? He'd say, Can I
walk you home or can I take you home?
Okay, things like that. Now, talking about things you may have seen in your sleep, you say, When I go to sleep, I
dream.
But when I wake up, you can't remember what you...
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? You can't remember what you...
Sometimes you dream something, you get better. 2-3 weeks later, you do it, and you remember back, you know, that it did happen. Every once in a while, you know, it happens to things like that.
Yeah. Hello? You need to talk to him, or... Okay.
What you talking about, ESP?
Yeah, things like that. But, you know, when you wake up, you say, I can't remember what I...
Can't remember what I dreamt about.
Okay. And, like, or you'd say, I dreamt I was falling, and just before I hit the ground,
I woke up.
Yeah. Like, I've had that a lot myself.
So somebody's chasing you in a dream, you know? They're always about to catch you all the time, you know?
Yeah. Let's say a child was saying his prayers, he went over beside the bed and
he knelt beside the bed.
Knelt down. Or when a child would say get near a stove, it was hot, you'd say,